This is a takeaway from WNYC and PRX in collaboration with WGBH Radio in Boston.
Looks like we're going to have another good night. Victors in Mississippi, Missouri, Michigan. Just over a week ago, many of the pundits declared that this candidacy was dead. Now we're very much alive. I believe this nation can overcome 4 years of Donald Trump, and given eight, four more years, he'll forever and fundamentally change the very character of this nation. We can't let that happen. But winning means uniting America.
We hit another milestone in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination this week. Six states held primaries, and although we don't know the final delegate count for Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders, former Vice President Biden did widen his delegate lead over Vermont Senator Sanders. Biden won the majority of the six states, including Michigan, which is a crucial battleground state. He did very well with African-American voters and moderate Dems. Bernie, on the other hand, underperformed. He left his campaign at a disadvantage with delegates. Here to break down what the results mean is Claire Malone. She's a senior politics reporter for 538. Claire, welcome.
Great to be here.
So, Claire, break down what we saw in the six states last night.
Well, in short, we saw mostly, not a full Biden sweep, but a huge, huge win for him. Michigan in particular, the state with the most delegates up for grabs last night, was a state that Bernie Sanders really needed to win in order to prove that there was still potentially a mathematical path for him to the nomination, or at least to a convention. And Joe Biden won every single county in Michigan. And what we've really seen over the past 10 days, essentially, is a real sort of signal from Democratic voters, you know, even if they might have been Sanders sympathetic or Warren voters, you know, those more progressive ideological people, a lot of them are casting ballots for Joe Biden in part because I think they're signaling that they want to see the end to the primary. They want to see a nominee come out of this. And it's sort of a pragmatic show of force from Democratic primary voters.
You mentioned a mathematical path to the actual nomination. We've been seeing some generational differences among voters. Are young people turning up to vote? And if so, how does that differ with each candidate?
Well, you know, Bernie Sanders has spent a lot of time saying that young voters were going to turn out and vote for him. And that has not been the case. That's something that his campaign was banking on to sort of bump up voting numbers. And that didn't really come to fruition in the past couple of contests. Joe Biden, on the other hand, has a huge generational problem. He does not have a lot of youth support. I think that's a thing you've seen for the entire tenure of his campaign. And it's certainly, I think, a worry that his campaign has. On the other hand, young voters are sort of historically unreliable constituencies. So while I think it does make some people worry that perhaps in a general election, young voters in the primary might signal a certain sort of tepid feeling that could haunt Joe Biden in the general election, which is not good for Democrats. It really seemed to be kind of a middle-aged and older person's show of strength behind Joe Biden.
So we have the young voters who are an unreliable constituency, as you put it. What about people of color? How are they voting?
People of color have been, black voters have been very consistently behind Joe Biden. And the Biden campaign, you know, you might recall back in the summer, there were a lot of controversies about Joe Biden's history with the crime bill, you know, history of sort of saying clumsy things about race in America. And the Biden campaign kept on saying, look at our numbers with black voters. They're steady. They're going to turn out. And they were right about that. Black voters have really shown consistent support for him, including younger black voters. You know, they did have a little bit less of strong support for Biden, but compared to other young people of different races, but they were still a strong supporter of Biden. Bernie Sanders did make a lot of efforts to reach out to Latino voters, but that's also a tricky constituency right now in American politics. There are less, you know, sort of formalized pathways to turnout. You know, black voters in America have the institution of black churches, which are often really helpful gathering points for politicians. And I think Sanders trying to make headway in the Latino community was a bit less successful. And Black voters are just sort of a core constituency in the Democratic Party that Biden really knew how to tap into and turn out.
Blair, some Sanders supporters claim the deck was always stacked against him. Some are even talking about splitting from the Democrats and having Sanders run as an independent. Is that at all likely? Or did last night mark the end of Sanders' race?
I think this is a really big question mark for Bernie Sanders himself. I do not think that he will ultimately run as an independent. But, you know, he didn't come out and speak last night after the voting was over, which was an interesting signal. I mean, it's led to a lot of speculation that perhaps he's turning over what to do, whether or not to concede the race, whether or not to, you know, stay in the race for a while. There's a debate this weekend that is going to be between Biden and Sanders, at least for now. But I do think you saw a lot of, I call them kind of Twitter surrogates for Sanders, almost not being very optimistic, right, about the path forward. There is a certain segment of the progressive left that is not very keyed into the establishment mechanisms of the Democratic Party. And so, you know, we saw this in 2016, though, right, that there were some people who were just not enthusiastic when the general election rolled around. But I think it's a real period of contemplation for Sanders right now. And someone like Andrew Yang endorsing Joe Biden last night on television was kind of interesting because Yang supporters had a lot of crossover with Sanders supporters. So who knows?
It's a great period of contemplation. Thank you so much. Claire Malone is a senior politics reporter at 538. Claire, thanks.
Thanks so much for having me.